Get in your Xiaomi, corresponding to Get in Bavli Daf Nun Aleph. We begin a new Xiaomi on Daf Chof Ches Mad Aleph, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Mahu Ligvoith. Mahu Ligvoith Panofa Minim Mushabadim. The Gemara asks, can Panofa, which means an orphan daughter, receive the tenth of the estate when she marries, can it be collected from Mushabadim? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan, Lai Gavi. Rabbi Zeira answered that Rabbi Yochanan does not collect it from Mushabadim. Man Gabi, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Eloi, Gabi. And the second answer is, who is it that does collect to Moshe Bodom? It's Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yasa, is Pocket, Madal de Yasmin, Bahavutamon, Vayan, Panasa. Oyel Uvdu, Koimi, Rabbi Laza, the Koimi of Shimon, Ben Yakim. An estate of orphans was deposited with Rabbi Yasa. There were girls who needed Parnassa. The case came in front of Lazar and in front of Rav Shimon ben Yochim. Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochim, they mutav shiz parnasu min shal avihem v'loi min astaka. Rav Shimon ben Yochim said, isn't it better that they are financed from their father rather than from astaka? Amar lei Rav Lazar, Rabbi ilu yavo lifnei Rav Seinu noigim boi v'anu oifim boi ma'asa. Lazar said to Shimon ben Yochim, Rabbi, if this would come in front of our Rebbeim, they wouldn't touch it. They were unsure whether or not Panasa is collected from Mishuadim. We go ahead and do it. And Rabbi Yasa, Ana Yahiv Ve'ikamun Yasmin Va'arun Ana Yahivran. Rabbi Yasa says, I'll give it to them. If the male orphans will protest, I will give to them from my money the amount that I gave to the daughters. Afilu Kein Chamun Ve'arun. And even so, they saw and they didn't protest. Gzaldin Nafat Sipor Bas Avshalom, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Ana Rabbi Seinu Gavinula Min Hamatalfelin Kamine Minig Mepeva. A ruling went out about Sipor Ben Avshalom. Rabbi Simon Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi, quoting Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, said that I and Avon collected for her from Hamatalfelin like the custom of the place. Rav Havakziv, the Rebbe, Avun al-Daitan, to Rechia Rabba, Bahava Rechia Ksiv, Beini Shitaya, Ondu Ha-Yesomim, Vumachu, Goivim in a Parnasa, Bein Goivim in a Mazonos, Ondu V'Shevadu. Rav wrote to Rebbe, I don't understand the intent of Rechia Rabba. Rechia Rabba had written between the lines of Rebbe's ruling, if the male orphan sold the property to others, we collect for the daughters from the buyers for panosa, but not for food. And in between, Rav Chiya wrote, if they were mishabed the property. Shibud hazeh eni yodeh mahu. And Rav said that I don't know what is this shibud that he discusses. Ana levi echad shibud ha'av ve'echad shibud ha'ben goyvim en panosa, then goyvim en mazeus. And levi answered it from a baisa. Whether the father was Meshabed or the son was Meshabed, we collect for Parnasa, but we don't collect for food. Amar Rabbi Abba Leifkan B'Shibud Ha'av Ela B'Shibud Ha'ben. Rabbi Abba says the correct text of Levi's Brayse is it does not discuss Shibud of the father, only Shibud of the son. Im B'Shibud Ha'av, Im B'Chaya Ha'av, Ein Egoiva Leikol Shekein La'acha Mitzvah Ha'av. If the father was Meshabed, if in his lifetime we don't collect for Parnasa, other than what he specifies, and all the more so after the father died. Rabbi Chama Ba'uk V'Shem Rabbi Yossi Ba'chanina Nisu Abonais Amona Nezunis Mehem. Rabbi Chama Ba'uk, quoting Rabbi Yossi Ba'chanina, said that if a man died and left a widow and daughters, if the daughters married and bore Parnasa to their husbands, the widow is fed from them. Rabbi should say Yossi Kzeidei Da'am Rabbi Yehuda Ben Achosei Rabbi Bachanina, B'Shem Rabbi Bachanina, Afilu Mesu Amona Nezonis Mehem. This is like Rabbi Yossi Bachanina's opinion, because Rabbi Yehuda, the nephew of Rabbi Yossi Bachanina, said in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bachanina, even if the daughters died, the widow is fed from them, and also that they brought to their husband. B'nei Bonim Ma'ain, the Gemara asked now, it was enacted that a man must feed his young children. What is the law of grandchildren? Must one feed young grandchildren? Rabbi Mana Amar B'nei Bonim Ha'in Kavonim. Rabbi Mana says, yes, grandchildren are like children. Rabbi Yossi Amar Ein B'nei Bonim Kavonim. And Rabbi Yossi says that grandchildren are not like children. Rabbi Shmuel Borei, Rabbi Yossi, Bei Bun, Rabbi Matanya, Havin Yassin, Sovin Meimer, He Bnei Bonim, Shekan, He Bnei Bonim, Shel Halom. Rabbi Shmuel Borei, Rabbi Yossi, Bei Bun, and Rabbi Matanya were sitting. He wants to say that just like they argue about grandchildren here, they argue about grandchildren there with whether or not we take from them to feed the widow and daughters. Amalain Rabbi Yossi Bubun Bnei Bonim Kos Aleihem Yerusha Steira. Rabbi Yossi Bubun rejected that, he said grandchildren, their inheritance came upon them, they were in place of their fathers, all agree that obligations on their fathers are on them. Aman Tanina Mana La Abba Biyadcha Ein Loi Biyadi Elech Hamishim Dinayim Potter Replay Shehu Kamesha Aveda. Mishnah says, if one said, you have a mana 100 dinarim of my father, and he answered that I have only 50 dinarim of him, he is exempt from Shavuos Moed of Mikvah, because it's like one who returned a lost article, he could have denied everything, because the son doesn't really know. Amr Blaza, Takona Tiknu by Kadasha Tiknu by Mitzia. The Blaza says that they made an enactment just like they enacted for a lost article. The Taninan, Amoidse Mitzia, Laishav of Mitzigan Ailam, as the Mishnah says, one who signs Mitzia does not swear, because of Tikkun HaOlam. And will be Abba Masnifa B'Sha'amalai Shnei Shvarim Matzasali. V'lem Amalai Shnei Shvarim Matzasi Lecha Echzarti Lecha Es Shneihem V'hu Amalai Lai Lai Echzarti Li Ela Echad Lai B'zeh Tikkun. Rabbi Abba said the Amish discusses when he said to him, you found two oxen of mine, and the finder said he found only one, but if he said to him, I found two oxen for you, and I returned both of them to you, and the other one said, you returned to me only one, they did not enact in this case. Rabbi Padas B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, V'zeh Tiknu Abba Rishayna, Tiba Teira Hi. Rabbi Padas, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that they enacted in this case, but in the first case, when they argue about what he found, Midiraisa, he's exempt. Yehador, Yetani, Yochal Amalai Shnei Shivayim Asasili, V'hu Amalai Matasi Ela Echad Yochal Yechayev. We bring support from the Baisa. Baisa says, if you said you found two oxen for me, of mine, and the other one says I found only one, perhaps he's liable. Abu Leima, a Motza Abeda, Kakachet Lekikesh Bar, Pat Lezer Shalekikesh. And we reject that because the Pasuk says in Vayikav Perek Hei Pasuk Chav Beis, I Motza Abeda Veshikha Bar. This excludes this one who did not deny a valid if he said, I was standing on top of my roof and I saw you pull two tied oxen, you pulled two tied oxen for me, and he says, I pulled only one, they did not enact in this case, he has to swear because of that I claim. But the Kavasa, Oimed, Hayisi al Abba b'shaf misasi, v'ta'anecha mana v'haidis elai, v'hu aime l'haidisi el ha-chamishim, lai b'zeh tiknu. And similarly, if one said, I was standing by my father at the time, he died, and he claimed a mana from you, and you admitted to him, and he says, I admitted to him only 50, they did not enact in this case, because he must swear, because of vada he claimed.